What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast in prime time on this new week, Monday, February 21st, 2022. And this one's going to focus on baseball here. So much happened yesterday throughout K-State Athletics. We'll get to all that throughout the week, including tennis, losing once again. On the road against Tempe, we have all that in just a moment. But right now, we are going to focus this on K-State baseball. Yeah, K-State baseball. they do not win a game, a single game in Arlington. We kind of knew going in you had to win. Or at least try to at least one of these games. And I know Pete Hughes talked about, you know, before this three-game stint down in Arlington that, hey, to be nationally recognized, we got to take care of business away from Toyton. Well, so far through three games, K-State winless on the year so far. We were not on the podcast on Saturday due to, besides activity. My daughter's 2 year, we celebrated our 2 year old's birthday on Friday. Then we had our birthday party, Little E's birthday party on Saturday. So I didn't really get to talk about the K-State Michigan game anyway. So, well, K-State lost by 8 runs against Michigan, 10-2 on Saturday morning there. Just kind of going briefly through these real quick. Griffin Asal got the loss for K-State. Jacob Denver for Michigan got the win there. The line for Michigan, 10 runs, 11 hits, no errors. Just too many mistakes. K-State all around in this road trip, this brutal road trip. K-State, 2 runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors in this one. And this one really highlighted by the errors and mistakes by K-State in this game. Dom Johnson went 1-for-3 in this game. Brady Day went 1-for-1 in this one. Cole Johnson, the other Johnson, went 1-for-3 in this one. Cash Wrigley hit 1-of-4 in this one as well here. So, and then, of course, Nick Goodwin, to highlight this, Nick Goodwin's 8-game on-base streak was snapped in this ball game. So that was another negative for the baseball team there. Nick did not get on base as well in this one. And then in game three, yesterday's game, the Auburn pulled away late in this ball game. This was actually really, I don't know why they said that, but this was really no contest whatsoever here. I'll be really honest, no contest here. Auburn all over K-State, 12-1 in this one. The line on Auburn, 12 runs, 13 hits, and an error. Meanwhile, K-State, 1 run, 3 hits in this game, no errors. The line, Christian Rubeck for K-State got the loss, and Bright got the win for Auburn in this one as well. Pete Hughes, to cap off the weekend, quote, disappointing weekend, disappointing day, end quote. And then he goes on to say, quote, you expect to make first weekend mistakes, but you can't have first weekend overall performances and excuses everywhere. I thought we probably played 10 good innings of baseball this weekend, which isn't good going to cut it. Quote, we've got a lot to work on. We know that. It's correctable. We have the talent. We just have to perform better, and we have to execute better as well. And I tell you this, Nick Goodwin got one of the 3 hits in this game for the K-State team as well here. K-State, I mean, we highlighted before the season started. I know K-State Nation, I know we're 3 games in, but K-State was terrible away from Toyton Family Stadium last year. And this is not a good... I know that the level of opponent we're talking about, I thought they would get Auburn. I mean, looking at their record, just from the outside looking in, 26 and 27 last year. Yeah, they were up and down last year. So I thought they would have a better chance. I even said that on previous episodes leading into the season last week on the Pro Project Podcast Daily. I thought they'll get it done. They didn't. And this one, and yeah, I mean, yeah, you're going to get early jitters and whatnot. But yeah, they were just manhandled two or three games. Really, if you really want to put it, if they didn't rally back against, now that I'm blanking, Arizona, the 10th-ranked Arizona team, which they really, really impressive, almost comeback as a 10th-ranked team in the country, then you take that away. Yeah, it wasn't a good weekend. It was not a good weekend whatsoever, and you got to go to Cali next for the usual Cali games out there, and you got to play Cal State Fullerton out there as well. So, yeah, 0-3 to start off the year for K-State, obviously, here. And just to dive around here, the Cats were held without a hit after the first inning until the eighth inning in this game. K-State combined to hit eight batters and issued eight walks in this game. K-State went only 1 of 10 with men on base. Yeah, they ain't going to get it done. And this as well, this was the first meeting on the diamond between K-State and Auburn. And K-State, I mentioned 0-3 for the first time since 2018, and just the second time since 2009. Well, there you go. Dom Johnson has hit safely in all three games this year. Dom Johnson off to many positives to take away. Dom Johnson off to a great start in 2022. As well, and you can add in Cash Wrigley and Orlando Salinas Jr. add to that list as well. Cole Johnson, six-game hitting streak snapped as well. So you had a couple of streaks in this three-game set as well. You don't hear much. We didn't, and at least on this note sheet that I'm looking at here, nothing from Dylan Phillips, one of your best players on this team, if not the best player, in my opinion, on this team. You got to get him going somehow if K-State's going to make a dent in this thing. But it's early, but yeah, that's not good. That is not good. So K-State will go to Cali next for a huge weekend set this upcoming weekend. They're starting Friday against CSU Bakersfield, California Bakersfield. I'm going to say it. Go ahead and say it. California Bakersfield, Friday night, three-game set. The entire three-game series will be streamed on our favorite streaming channel, ESPN Plus, with radio coverage on News KMAN, obviously 1350 on the AM, 93.3 FM, free live audio also available. If you can't catch that or you just want to chill, go to kstatesports.com/watch to do that as well. So yeah, K-State coming out of there winless and not a game. It really chewed out, it really take away all of those, all three of them. Yeah, they didn't look very good. I mean, you take there are only some small positives coming out of this. And yeah, you know, 0-3 of K-State to start off the 2022 campaign. Also, we'll talk about this a little more. K-State men's team. Tomorrow night we'll have a daily on that prior to the KU matchup. Huge day for the Pro Project Podcast in general. Tomorrow as well, we're going to be making a little bit of history there as well. The men lose a backbreaker in this one and against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Really put a dent in any hope to make the NCAA tournament there. Classic, instant classic. One of the best Big 12 games all year long, and you're on the wrong side of it again. And K-State women, well, again, we'll have a recap on that this as well. The defense showed up and shut down the Cowgirls in that game as well. So a lot to kind of dive in throughout the week as well as the Purple Project Podcast rolls into a new week. You can listen to it wherever you get your podcast. The Purple Project Podcast, and of course, episode 87 is out now wherever you listen to your podcast. That's going to do it for right now. Eddie Greer III, go Cats! Another edition of Purple Project Podcast Daily. It's in the books. Talk to you next week. Or no, we're talking to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Purple Project Podcast.